as an example. But in the story of God's denominated people, Sister White is very specific that the example of God's denominated people is encapsulated in the story of ancient Israel. And ancient Israel became God's denominated people at Sinai. And they are giving an illustration of the role of God's denominated people in that story that's described from Sinai to entering the Promised Land. And the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness before they entered the Promised Land is part of the testimony of God's denominated people. They set forth an example for those of us that live at the end of the world that once God stretched out his hand again to bring a denominated people together for a second time in 1844, that there would be a wilderness time, a wandering time. So when Sister White was giving information on these important truths during the early parts of this movement, she was speaking in the present tense, but her messages pertaining to these things have a secondary application as we look at how we have been wandering in the wilderness since 1844. And some would say, well, we've been wandering in the wilderness since 1888, since we rejected the Holy Spirit, but the testimony is had God's people followed on in the faith and unity that they had during the 1843 time period, they would have been in heaven before 1888. So there's something that went wrong there, and Sister White and James White specifically speak about that when they're talking about William Miller's dream. There was some false coins that brought rubbish in and began to scatter the jewels, which were God's people, and ultimately it says it took the casket, which was symbolic of the truth of William Miller, and it destroyed it. The great truth, the very foundation of this message, would be tore up, but it was going to be brought back in to its proper perspective. Now, this passage that we read out of Early Writings, page 74, there's a very similar, almost word-for-word passage in Spalding Megan, page 1. But there's a sentence that gives just a little bit different angle on it. It says, I saw that God had stretched out his hand a second time to recover the remnant of his people. They are these who have been covered up in rubbish since 1844. I saw that efforts to spread the truth should now be put forth, such as in 1843 and 1844. In the scattering, efforts to spread the truth had but little effect, accomplished but little or nothing. But now in the gathering time, when God has set his hand together his people, efforts to spread the truth will have their designed effects, and all should be zealous and united.